Blog Talk Radio. Somebody needs to decree it.
Over.
My baby, oh.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. We just thank God for his many, many blessings on this evening. You are tuned in to the Angels of Melody International with your host, Miss Angel on Deck here in Detroit. And we just thank God for his many, many blessings. And we just thank the Lord for all of you that are listening in here in Detroit, all over the world, those of you that are in Louisiana, those that are in all of Chicago, those that are in North and South Carolina. We want to just say God bless you. Those of you that are in St. Louis, we want to say God bless to all of you in Florida, wherever you may be, in Africa, Italy, the UK, around the world that's listening in. We just want to say God bless you on today. I'm just so excited about what God is doing and how he's steady yet moving by his spirit. I thank him for touching my body. A lot of y'all know I was in the hospital a few days ago. It wasn't that long ago. I think it was sometime last week. I was in there and thought I was having a heart problem, and come to find out, they said my heart was A1. It's this acid reflex. How many know about the acid reflex? It feels like you're leaving here if you ain't careful. So that just lets me know that I have to be careful with different things I eat, and I am guilty. You know what I'm saying? That I do be going into the sauce, the hot sauce, and dipping and thinking, oh, ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of this and that, and drinking all that coffee all day, a lot of stuff you have to cut down, and you have to take your medicine regularly until, you know, the Lord heals you. And I believe God will heal me from that, because I said, Lord, I can't be going through this. You know, I like different stuff to eat. I can't be going through these attacks. But I had stopped taking my medicine. I wasn't taking the acid reflux medicine like I was. So to all of you all that prayed for me, I just want to say thank you so much. God bless you. And I just thank the Lord that he has been strengthening me each day, because, I mean, it took a lot out of me. It took a lot. I didn't even go anywhere Sunday. I just laid all day long like I had nothing to do. I had rest. I needed it. You know what I'm saying, with the radio shows and all of that. And then that was going on with me, and I was dealing with that chest thing for like 3 days. Different ones kept saying, go to the hospital, and I kept saying, no, I ain't going, and that thing got so bad till I had to get rushed out to the hospital. But when I got there, I just thank God they had me in the cardiac part arrest, and I didn't like that part because I was seeing all these old people, you know, going through with their heart, and I'm laying there like, oh my God, I'm in here with all these old folks, what's going on, Lord? And then I heard a guy that came in that was next to me, 25 years old, was threatening a heart attack. He was playing football, and his test showed that. And I'm still there on all these monitors and everything, and they're taking blood. They're putting, giving chest x-rays, heart x-ray. I mean, I went through it all. And they came in and said, ma'am, your heart is A1. There's nothing wrong with your heart at all. It's clear, it's clean, it's nothing clogged up, none of that. Your lungs is fine. They said it's that acid reflex. You have spasms going in your stomach. And I was like, spasms? What is that? And, yeah, they were saying it's got something to do around the esophagus. So I have to go for a follow-up in a week for them to discuss with me what kind of diet I should be having and what I need to do. So I'm just saying that to say this. I just thank God to be on the show today, because I could have been going through something worse at that hospital and maybe didn't have to be here today, could have been still in the hospital. And they was admitting people all around me, and I was the only one. Can y'all believe out of 6 hours I was there, they let me go. Everybody else on that same floor was being admitted. I praise God that he did give me a testimony as just what I asked him. Lord, let me have a testimony, and he did. So we just thank God that I'm on today, and I just want to give a shout-out, you know, to our sister Ellison and also our brother Johnny Frazier. They are the founders of that great page on Facebook that y'all hear me talk about a lot, Tell Us Your Testimony. We thank God for that page, because it is the reason why some of these shows that you hear, because I mix my shows. Some shows you hear, I'm doing music. I'm interviewing artists, playing their music. We're having prayer revivals, and now we're doing testimony. And a lot of y'all know a lot of the testimonies by different ones have come from that page. And I just thank God. So we want to give them a shout-out. We're looking forward to them being on the radio with us. I know when I spoke with her before, she said they've been busy. But her father, you know, she would love her dad as a minister. A lot of you probably have saw that on the page. We're going to be looking forward to him being on with us and ministering as well. So we just thank God. And also I want to give a shout out to my brother, Joseph Herbert Jr., because a lot of y'all heard him some weeks back on here sharing a testimony. And he is the reason why I am connected with our guest on tonight. He told me about him, some great things, and said he got a powerful testimony. And I thank God for Chevis Greenert of Spring Hill, Louisiana. And I'm telling you, when I spoke with him and we were setting up the time for him to come on radio, he just gave me a little bit of his testimony. And I'm telling you, I was excited, and I'm excited today, this evening, that we are able to be on around the world giving God glory from what he has done in his life. So we're going to be clicking him on. But again, I want to give a shout out to Joseph Herbert Jr. God bless you, brother. And I thank you so much for the connection. Thanking God for using you. And I thank God for your family. We want to say blessings to your family and to all of the family of Chevis and friends that are listening in right now. We just want to say God bless. And also I want to give a shout out to my sister listening in, I believe, Ruby Bush. We thank God for her and her family there in Florida. You will be hearing a powerful testimony by her as well on next Wednesday. And we just thank God. And then we have a great testimony show that's coming up next Tuesday, with our sister Goldie Reeds. She will be on testifying about how God brought her out of the domestic violence. And then we just thank God that even on tomorrow, we will be on tomorrow too as well with our brother Vito's godson and Shepherdess on tomorrow evening. We will be on with them. And then after that, we have our sister Stephanie Burke will be on. She has her own radio program. She's going to be on with us on tomorrow evening. And I'm telling you, I'm just excited. And then Thursday, my cousin will be on. He has a great play that is coming out, I'm telling you, in November. And I will be the MC, and I'm helping him promote it. But it's called Lost in the House: How You Can Be in the Church and Still Lost. You see what I'm saying? So he's going to be on Thursday. We're going to be on Blog Talk and Worship Center Radio talking about it. No, that's next Thursday. We will be on. I'm sorry. Next Thursday we will be on talking about that. And also, we just have a great show. I can't remember what's going on Thursday and Friday, but look for the links. It will be posted. It's so much lined up, y'all. I can't even remember. But we just thank God. So we're going to bring our brother on right now. I'm just excited about what we're about to hear. I'm telling you, I'm just really, really excited. And so right now, we're going to click our brother on, a great man of God that I've come to know, you know, the time that I've known him. He's all about God, you know what I'm saying, and I thank him, you know, just thank and praise God for him and his testimony. So we're bringing him on right now. Chevis Greenert, how are you? God bless you.
Blessed and highly favored in the Lord. How are you doing, sister in Christ?
Oh, I am blessed as well. I am blessed and highly favored as well. I'm thanking
Amen.
God for you.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead, brother, and let you reintroduce yourself again and where you're calling from. And you can go as God give you to go with your testimony. And if we need to take a break to play a song real quick and come back, we can do that. Just let me know.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, how you guys doing? My name is Chevis Greenert. I come from Spring Hill, Louisiana. And when I say the Lord is wonderful, I mean it. The Lord is wonderful. I'll start it off right here when I say I was, the enemy's been trying to take me out for a hot minute. Started when I was 9 months old. When I was 9 months old, I was already reading at a second grade level, courtesy of my mother, who's a school teacher. Now retired school teacher. And right around that time, that's when my seizures started. I started having grandma seizures. And let me tell you how severe those seizures are in case some people don't understand. These seizures are so serious, they can take you out. Though the seizure that kept hitting me every single time, all my motor skills was gone. Any kind of activity in my brain, it like slowed down to the point where I forgot how to walk, forgot how to talk, everything. I was basically just a log. And every single time it happened, my mom kept coaching me back up, kept working with me. By the way, and I thank the Lord for my mother, Anita Greenard, because of all professions that she started studying for before I was conceived, what was it? Special education. Look how God works.
Yeah.
Now, every time the weather changed down here in Louisiana, every time the weather changed, I had seizures. And this went on all the way until I was 5 years old. And then I got placed into the hospital. 5 years old, had that seizure, and the last one, I went cold blue. I was dead. I was dead for what my mother tells me for minutes, but it seemed like hours to her. But the Lord, thank you, Lord, for mercy and grace, allowed me to live. But the doctors told both my mom and my dad that either I would be dead by the time I was 18 years old, or I would be in a home for the mentally handicapped for the rest of my natural life. And I thank the Lord that here I am at 34 years old, still with a sound mind. My friends and family might call me crazy because of my sense of humor, but I thank the Lord that I did not lose my mind, that I have a sound mind because of God. Now, everything else that happened in my lifetime as far as this going on, I at one time also was dealing with, as time got on and I got older and older, being an outcast. I wasn't really generally accepted. Even some of the girls figured out I had seizures at one time. And when I tried to approach some of them, they would tell me, I ain't trying to date a half retard. And at the time, that hurt. But thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. But I was dealing with depression behind that. I was a depressed young dude. And then when I moved from Spring Hill, Louisiana, to Flint, Michigan in 1996, here I am. I'm in a brand new location, and I'm being outcast even more. I'm getting jumped even more because here I am, the little country guy that nobody really likes because I'm not from Flint, Michigan. And that made me have a chip on my shoulder. Funny thing is, I went to church, got baptized, but it didn't take. I have to be honest. Reason why it didn't take, I went home and started listening to the same music I was listening to before I got baptized, and I wasn't 100% into it like I should have been, which made me easy prey. When I got out of high school, after I unfortunately lost my virginity 2 weeks after high school, one of my friends, one of my former friends now, he tried to get me into becoming a Jehovah's Witness. And I didn't know nothing about the Jehovah's Witness faith at the time. All I grew up was Baptist. I didn't know nothing about it. And I almost became Jehovah's Witness, but a lot of the things that they're into turned me off. I ran from them. I'm like, I don't want no part of this. And that's when I was in between faith. I was trying to find the Lord, basically. I almost became Muslim. I thought of becoming Muslim. Then at one time, the Mormons was coming at me. But then finally, even though I had a belief in Jesus Christ, I wasn't living it no more. I wasn't praying. I wasn't even praying before I eat, rather much praying before I went to sleep. I wasn't reading the word, nothing. I was out there. Then at 19 years old, my cousin introduced me to marijuana.
Yeah.
I got a little ahead of myself. I already got introduced to cigarettes and Black and Mild, but didn't smoke that for 2 years, sorry. And then I got introduced to marijuana. I was smoking weed once I learned how to smoke weed for 10 years straight. In between that time, when I stopped going to church and stopped praying, I started going heavy into the club life. To the point where I joined not one but two dance crews. One I even led. And I went to the club 6-7 nights a week. Like, it was my job. Like, I'm getting paid to go to the club. I'm trying to dance. You know how it is when we try to go to the club. Yep, we're trying to chase that feeling. The
sure
club
do.
Might as well be a drug.
Yes.
Woo. My Lord Jesus. Going out to the club, I'm seeing every Flint club I can, every strip club I can step into. If I wasn't in Flint's club, I was in Detroit's club. If I wasn't in Detroit's club, I even went to Indiana trying to go to their club. I even tried to go to a club in Canada.
Wow.
I was out there. I wasn't a thug, and then I was a club head, a weed head, and I loved my Jose Cuervo at one point.
Oh, wow.
My best friend when I was in the world was Mary Jane and Jose Cuervo.
Yeah.
Me and those two had very intimate conversations every weekend.
Wow.
And, of course, I'm out here trying to chase females down, trying to lay down with them. So here I am, I'm in the club, I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I'm cussing, I'm fornicating, committing adultery because I hooked up with some married females before.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing stuff that, wow, if God would have took me out right then, I was reserved, destined for hell.
Yeah.
Right around that point, I started dating this female. I'm not going to say her name. I'm going to keep her anonymous. But this lovely female over in California.
Okay.
And we almost got married. But we wasn't ready for no marriage. We were young, and we were both still out in the world faking it. We claimed that we knew Jesus. She was even trying to pull me to the Lord. But then we're doing stuff that married people should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we still out here listening to Tupac and cussing, and she drinking, I'm smoking. No, we weren't ready for no marriage, truth be told. But we thought we were. You know how it is when you're young and you think you're in love, but now you weren't in love. You were just in love with a feeling.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, right around October of 2010, now I get to the heart of it. October of 2010, me and her broke up. And it devastated me. I was broke down, battered spiritually. And you would think I would cry out for Christ then. I even tried one time, of all nights, of all days, on Halloween Day in a Baptist church. I tried to give my life to Christ then, but the church I went to, they didn't really follow up on me.
Uh-huh.
And instead of them following up on me, I fell into the club even deeper.
My Lord.
And at that time, I even thought about trying lean. And for all of us who ain't down south or don't know what lean is, that's codeine, cough syrup, Sprite, and Jolly Rancher mixed together. I thought about doing that. I was dating strippers at one point. I was fornicating more. I was smoking, drinking more. What I was really doing was trying to fill a void. I was trying to fill a void, but that we all know that void can't be filled with world. It can only be filled with Jesus.
That's right. Amen to that.
I was trying to fill that void, even trying to get my rap career at that time off. I thought I was going to be the next Southern version of Jay-Z. That was my idol. I'm a Southern dude listening to West Coast hip-hop, South and East Coast hip-hop. So I'm in between Snoop Dogg, Master P, and Jay-Z.
My Lord.
And you want to talk about three of the most, let's just say y'all don't want to listen to that music. Y'all really don't want to. Now, I thought I was going to get out there and get famous and try to get that career off, all while I'm still trying to chase the pain away by drinking vodka, drinking Hennessy, drinking gin and tequila, smoking every kind of weed I could think of, Kush, purple, whatever I can get my hand, Jamaica Gold, whatever amount of weed I can get my hands on.
Yeah.
Trying to do whatever I can to mask, not heal, mask the pain.
Yeah.
So I'm spending a lot of time in my room crying. I didn't tell nobody that I was going through that at the time. I just curled up in a ball in my room crying because I was still going through that hurt.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to deal with it. On top of dealing with depression, and dealing with thoughts of suicide.
My Lord.
It was like the enemy was pounding me, pounding me, pounding me. I couldn't sleep good. I couldn't sleep at all. There were times I would stay up, smoking weed, mind you, but staying up. I'm smoking 3-4 blunts a day just to try to get a peaceful state of mind.
Yeah.
When I was sober, I was in anxiety mode. I was very, very anxious, very upset, hair trigger, temper, everything. But when I was smoking weed, all of a sudden I was calm again.
Mm-hmm.
And then on a fateful January 8th, 2011, I'm in the computer room of my mom and dad's house. I already twisted up one blunt, and I had another dime sack of weed in my room. I started smoking half that blunt, and it was a big blunt, by the way. I smoked half that blunt, sat it down for a second, and I heard voices talking to me. Look at you. You're nothing. You live with your mom and dad. Your ex-fiance doesn't want you. You work at a dead-end job. You have nothing going for yourself. You might as well go and kill yourself.
Yeah. My
so what do? I walk into the kitchen, and I grab this huge butcher knife. I look at it, and I turn it towards my heart.
Oh.
And I'm about to plunge it hard as I can right through.
My God.
Right when I'm about to plunge it through my heart, I felt something touch me.
My
Nobody Lord. Else in the house but me now. Keep that in mind. Nobody else in the house but me and my dog.
Oh, I done been there.
I felt something touch me and made me put the butcher knife down.
Yes, God, thank you.
I dropped to my knees.
Yeah.
Immediately. I just dropped to my knees.
You.
And tears fell out of my eyes. I mean, I'm bawling crying.
My God.
And I'm saying, Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Please take the taste of marijuana from me. Please remove this from my life. Please, Jesus, come and save me. Please, Jesus, I'm desperate. Come and save me. I'm not going to make it without you. Please save me.
Yes.
And as I'm crying out to Christ, I promise you this happened like it is. I felt a loud moan come from my mouth.
My Lord.
And I, to this day, I believe that was a spirit that left. Whatever spirit that was in me got out.
My God.
And as I got up, I went into the computer room, grabbed that little half a blunt I had left, went to my room, grabbed that sack of weed I had left, flushed it down the toilet, and I haven't smoked weed since. It'll be 5 years since the last time I've been high from weed.
Hey, man. Hallelujah.
It'll be 5 whole years this January 8th since the last time I've been high off marijuana.
5 years. Hey, man.
And the Lord has done a work. As I got off the marijuana, I heard in my head, John 14:1, 1 Peter 5:8, John 14:1, 1 Peter 5:8. And for the first time in years at that point, I grabbed my Bible. John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. There was a peace that started to come into me from that point.
Yes.
Then I looked at 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. I got the point right there. You can't do this no more.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm not going to lie to myself. I tried to go back to the club one or two more times. I tried to go to the strip club 1 or 2 more times, and it didn't feel right. I felt like, how can I do this, but yet I cried out to Christ?
Yeah.
So I stopped going to both. I left the club and the strip club completely alone. My dance crew at that point looked at me like, what's going on? A couple of them supported me, and the rest kind of looked at me like, huh? But I said, I have to be 100. I can't be 1 foot in, 1 foot out. And over time, the Lord healed my heart. He gave me more scriptures to study about this. Ephesians 4:31-32, let all bitterness, this is when the Lord was dealing with my broken heart, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I had to forgive those who hurt me, all who hurt me. The Lord is looking at me saying, I've forgiven you. Even in Scripture, how can, and I'm paraphrasing, how can you ask me to forgive you if you won't forgive others?
Yeah.
So I had to forgive my fiance. I had to forgive others who talked bad about me, those who jumped me, the girls who ran me down, basically, and I had to forgive myself.
My Lord.
I had to.
Yeah.
And it's true what it says in John 8:36. If the Son shall therefore make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
That's right.
The Lord has set me free from marijuana. And I just celebrated 3 years in September since the last time I've had a cigarette. 4 years since the last time I had a Black and Mild. And being 100 honest, it's been over a year since the last time I've had sex.
Hey, my God.
I thank the Lord. I have to be honest. I'm like, I slipped up, and I thank the Lord for forgiveness and that. It's been over a year. I'm not trying to go there no more. I'm waiting until marriage. I want to wait until marriage so that way I ain't feeling guilty and I have to repent over and over and over. The Lord has done a mighty work within me. I had to learn how to trust God. He gave me Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not into thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall make your path straight. In 2 Corinthians 5:7, because I used to worry a lot in my depression. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Don't look at right now. Don't look at what you're going through right now. Look at what God's doing at this moment. Don't let the current circumstances beat you up. Look at Jesus. Jesus will provide as long as we trust in him. That's the message that God gave me. That's the message that he'll give anyone who needs to trust in him. Trust in God. Give it all to God, and he shall make it all right.
That's
even
right.
Even when it looks like it's going all wrong.
That's right. That is right. That is so true.
My Lord, I thank you for delivering me from everything from weed to cigarettes to liquor to, and I've got to put that in there, to even prostitutes. I used to deal with prostitutes, too. I used to deal with prostitutes. I used to watch a lot of porn. God delivered me from porn. I ain't watched porn in years. I used to have a bad masturbation problem. God delivered me from that, too.
My Lord.
A lot of people will say, well, I'll come to God when God cleans me up. I mean, I'll come to God, but first I got to get cleaned up first. No. Let me tell you, God already got the soap and water. It's called forgiveness in the blood of Jesus. God already got the water and the soap waiting on you. We can't get cleaning up. God don't want to do the cleaning.
That's right.
Many of us think, well, if I do this and this, then maybe I can come to God. God like, no. Just repent. As we've listed in Romans 10:9-10 and 2 Chronicles 7:14. I'm getting tongue-tied this day. Excuse me. But the Lord tells us to repent. And God will do the cleaning from there.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right. Amen.
As I've studied, and I thank the Lord for his mercy and grace, people will, the enemy will try to beat you up about your past. But remember Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now
yes.
shall spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The Lord means that when the Lord is making you into a new creature, as it mentioned in 2 Corinthians 5:17, of course the enemy is going to keep trying to throw the pass at you, but that don't mean you got to catch it.
Yeah.
The enemy will keep trying to say, well, remember you did this, remember you did that. Yeah, but you remember what's going to happen to you in the book of Revelation? Lake of fire for all eternity.
Amen.
The Lord is making me brand new in the Lord. He's making me brand new, period. I ain't that
right.
person no more. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. Does that
yes.
mean I did everything right? No. It means that my Lord and Savior is the Lord and Savior.
That's right.
He is the master. He is the provider. He
That's
is the protector. He
Lord.
Is the shepherd. He is the Savior.
Yes, He is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
He is so mighty. So mighty. All we have to do is trust in Him. And I will tell anybody who's listening right now, please hear me
yes.
if I say this. The Lord loves you very much. And the Lord wants you with Him forever. Right now, we're seeing a lot of wickedness happening going on. We already know about what happened with the Ten Commandments being removed from Oklahoma and the devilish statues that are being put up in places all over this country. We know about certain things that passed that's not of God. We know about certain things that are not of God that's happened, whether in music, entertainment, politics, whatever. But God loves you.
That's true.
And God
that's
wants
right.
you with Him. All you have to do is place your faith within Him. Let go of the past. Let go of the things that are beating you down. Let go of the bad habits. Let go of it all and put it in God's hands. I know you feel
that's
that knocking
right.
in your heart.
Yes, that's right.
The Lord
right.
says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me.
Yes, that's right.
The Lord has been knocking, knocking, knocking on a lot of hearts. I know the Lord knocked on my heart. He was basically police pounding on my heart for a while before I gave my life to Him.
Yeah, yeah.
But
he
know that the Lord
rest.
Loves you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Know that the Lord will knock, knock, knock. He keeps knocking because He wants you with Him for all eternity. He wants you to be saved. He wants you to be saved.
That's right.
All you have to do is trust in God. Don't think that you're too far gone to where the Lord can't forgive you. The only thing
that's
the Lord
true.
Doesn't forgive is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Paul
yeah,
was a murderer.
Right.
Paul used to murder people. Peter was cussing folks out. Noah
yes.
was a drunk. Jeremiah was a child.
My Lord.
And that's just examples of people who didn't think they could be used or people that
that's
society will look at now and say, I don't know about that person. But God will love you and forgive you. God loves you now. All you have to do is surrender your life to Him.
That's right. That is right. My Lord. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. My God, made an arrest, brother. That's what that was. He made an arrest. It's almost like when we were caught up out there living that lifestyle that He told us to lift, our hands up, stop, and He made an arrest. The thing is, we had to surrender. We had to surrender.
Amen.
I thank God for that. What we going to do, brother, we going to put you on hold. We going to go to a song, and then we going to come back and hear more of your testimony. All right?
All right. No problem.
All right, y'all. I'm telling you, awesome tonight with our brother Chevis Greener of Spring Hill, Louisiana. I'm telling you, We thank God for that great testimony. We want y'all to keep it locked. Don't go nowhere. We're going to play an awesome song called My Son, and we will be right back.
I feel your pain, I feel your hurt. I see your wounds, I see your scars. I know your heart has grown weary, and I know you've lost the will to fight. I know you started losing faith. Trust you had is starting to wane. I promise I will always be there if you will open up your heart. But I promise to make you smile as long as you open up the door to your heart. I see your doubts, I see your fears. I see your frown, I see your tears. 'Cause you don't believe that you can make it, so you've given up on me today. I know you started losing faith. The trust you had is starting to shake. I promise I will always be there if you will open up your heart.
Melody with your host, Miss Angel, on deck. And we are here live with our brother. We thank God for Travis Greenard there in Spring Hill, Louisiana. I'm still waiting on my my texting of my gumbo.
Hey, you can get your gumbo, but hey, I still want to get a Verner's and I need to get a Tony Dog. I ain't forgot about how Michigan food it is.
I know that's right. A lot of y'all listening in, we know that Detroit, you know, up here they talk about the Coney Islands and stuff, and I know Louisiana, we talk about the gumbo and the crawfish. I got a brother that used to live here, and he moved right back to Louisiana, but I missed that cooking. Oh, my God, I used to help take care of his uncle some years back, and, I mean, he would get in that kitchen, brother, and make that crawfish, and we would have some rice and gravy. And he have a little gumbo on the side, and I put that over on the rice, and we did some good eating. I'm telling you, I missed that. So I teased Chevis and told him, I said, you need to text me some gumbo. And he'll say, well, you need to send me a Coney Island and about this.
It's true. Okay. I love me some gumbo. You got my mouth set on something now. I ain't going to lie. But I met Verner's. When my mother came back from Michigan and brought me some Verner's, I smiled like a kid in the candy store. Y'all in Louisiana, y'all don't understand how good Verner's ginger ale is. Y'all don't understand.
It is good. I love it. I didn't used to like it when I was little. I thought that was horrible. When we were sick and stuff, my parents would give us aspirins and then have us swallow it down with Verner's, and I would just be like, oh, no. But now I can drink that Verner's.
Verner's was the medicine for your stomach.
Yeah, it definitely is good. It's definitely good. So I just thank God for that. We had to bring a little humor in here for a minute. But I thank God, you know, for your testimony. It's definitely, like I said, awesome, especially when you said with the seizures that could have took you out of here. You know, that's something, how God healed you from those seizures. And I always tell, you know, people on here, you know, the thing is this, you know, the enemy will try to come with us, you know, with a hit. You know, he'll try to put a hit out on us. But we got to definitely go mafia style on him. We got to go mafia style. We got to cut him up, burn him up, whatever it is, with the word. We got to put the word on it. And I'm still learning that when we go through things, he ain't caring about what he coming to us with. You know, he'll come to us with the kitchen sink flying to our head if he can.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we cannot pet him. He is not to be pet. You know what I'm saying? He's not to be reasoned with. But we got to strictly just go mafia style, go ham on them, as my kids say. You got to go ham on them. You know, and that's the truth. That is the truth. And I just thank God, like I said, for your testimony. In saying that now, with you being, you know, healed from the seizures and delivered from all of the things that you were doing, how is your life now with Christ? How is your walk now with him?
I thank the Lord. It's been a lot better. It's been a lot better. I say that now because when I first started, it was wow. It was wow because it was a learning experience as I was walking in Christ, learning what I can do, what I can't do, that what would please God, what wouldn't please God, and now the Lord has just taken me even more. So I thank the Lord for what he is doing in my life and what he's about to do. And I even thank him for protecting me even when I was of the world and I didn't realize what God was doing when I was of the world. Because his grace and mercy, I tell folks in the heartbeat, if it wasn't for God, I would be 6 feet under and my soul would be cooking right now if it wasn't for God.
My Lord. Yeah. My God. You said your soul would be cooking. Man, that's bad. That don't sound good.
You don't sell no gumbo, I'll tell you that now.
Oh my God. We definitely thank him and we praise him. You know what I'm saying? That oh my God, he's just awesome. We just thank him.
Yes, he is.
I thank the Lord for, you know, what he is doing. I really do. I thank him for you know, his the move that he is doing in our lives. And, you know, sometimes things seem to be hard, you know what I'm saying? But he's right there, just like the song I just played said that he was there to catch us, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? He's there to help us, you know what I'm saying? And because we are his children. And I thank the Lord. Like I said, I'm just honored to have you on the program. What a testimony. I wanted to also ask you, what encouraging word would you give those? It's a lot of people probably listening in right now that are saying, brother, I am still going through battles. I don't know what's going on. I need help. What would you say?
I would tell them that.
Going through.
I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
Go ahead. You're fine. Go ahead.
I would tell anybody that the Lord does and always will keep us covered in his arms and keep us covered in the blood. He loves us so, so very much, and that the Lord shall always provide. If he can save a former epileptic who was down and out and on his way to hell,
yes.
He can save anybody. The Lord
That's
loves
right.
us so very much. Don't feel like you're alone. Please don't feel like you're alone. If you feel like you're
yes.
alone, please read the book of Matthew 28, verse 20, Isaiah 41:10, and Hebrews 13:5. What do all
yes.
three of these scriptures have in common? The Lord promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
That's
even
right.
in the midst of the hardest trials that we go through, in the midst of the hardest events of our lives, the most unexpected things that go on, the Lord is always there. The Lord loves
That's
us
right.
so very much that he will not allow us to fall as long as we trust in him. And that even
right.
if we do bust our head wide open, as I call it, when we mess up, the
That's
Lord's
right.
grace and mercy
right.
and forgiveness is already there. Read the book of Isaiah chapter 43:18-19. Isaiah 43:25, Isaiah 44:24, and Micaiah chapter 7, verse 18-19, about the Lord's wonderful forgiveness and how he will even erase the sin from his mind, past sins now,
yes.
because we're going to repent every day. But he will love us, and he will constantly keep us as long as we seek him with our whole heart. Don't get discouraged at the trial that you face. Don't get discouraged at the things that we go through. We all go through. But the beautiful blessing of it is as we go through, we're getting stronger. As we go through, we're learning how to get even better. As we go through, we're exhibiting the power of God over our lives. Because as we go through, now he's really getting glory. Everybody else is saying, I don't know if this person is going to make it through this one. I don't know if this person is going to make it through here. They ain't got the money for this, or they're behind on this deal, or they're on their fourth child, or whatever you're facing. And God looking up going, if I can create the world in six whole days and rest on the seventh, what's this?
Yeah.
God will provide. He promised it in the book of Genesis that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. All we have to do is walk in faith and trust in God with our whole heart, knowing that God is
right.
God. Let God be God. Don't worry about
yeah.
your own situation. Don't let what you see hurt you. Don't let what you go through break you down and even pull you backwards. But stand firm in your faith. If you want to know an
yeah.
example of faith, look at Job and look what he went through. Lost his wealth,
yeah.
lost his health. Lost it all.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't die. That's the only thing. All he had left was his life. But lost
yeah.
everything else. And because he didn't let go of God, he endured.
Yeah.
He got blessed for it. And everything that he got,
yeah.
I mean, everything he lost, he got back twofold. Look at Joseph. There's another example.
Yeah.
The book in the book of Genesis, there's the story of Joseph, who was already promised in dreams that he would be over people. And yet his brothers
yeah.
were so jealous that they threw him in a pit. And he went from being thrown in a pit. Then the brother was like, no, we ain't going to do that. We're going to sell him into slavery. Sold him into slavery. and look at the favor of God as you look at his situation. Mm-hmm. He was sold into slavery, but then was made over slave. How many times have you ever heard about that happening? Then his slave master's wife lied on him because with her craving self was trying to get with him, and Joseph going, nah, I ain't finna do that.
Yeah.
And dude was trying to make sure he stayed out of it to where he ran, but she had his undergarments in her hands and lied and said that Joseph tried to hook up with her. Joseph got thrown in jail. But then he was made over prisoners. How many times has that happened? You have the chief baker and the chief butler come on in, both having troubling dreams. And remember, one of Joseph's gifts, the main gift we know of him, is being able to interpret dreams. And he tells the both of them, one's going to live and be restored, the other one's going to die. And that's what happened. One lived, one died. The one that lived forgot Joseph and forgot him for years, till Pharaoh had dreams. And Pharaoh was like, who can tell me about this dream? And he tried to have everybody else try to read it. Then the one that lived finally remembers, oh, Pharaoh, there was somebody who read my dream. Well, go ahead and go get him. That's what Pharaoh said. Go ahead and go get him. Joseph came up out of prison, got all nice and tidied up, told Pharaoh, okay, you're going to have 7 years of prosperity, but then 7 years of famine. Pharaoh's like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I need somebody that can watch him. Oh, I know who can help me with this. Joseph, I'll make you second in command to me. And because Joseph's faith endured, he did live out what the Lord promised, that he was only second in power to Pharaoh over all Egypt. He was only second in command, which made him over his brothers and over those who did him wrong. And even then, he didn't hold bitterness in his heart. He still forgave his brothers. He still showed love to his brothers. He still blessed his dad. He blessed everybody because he endured in God.
Yes.
Remain faithful in the Lord. Endure within God. Because not only it will be a testimony of God, but it can bless somebody else in the process by seeing what you've gone through and give them hope. Look, I always say this. The Lord is wonderful. Keep your mind focused on the Lord. Keep your mind focused on God. Isaiah 26:3-4. Thou shalt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. His strength.
Yes.
The strength to endure whatever hardship you go through. The strength to endure whatever betrayal you've endured. The strength to endure whatever the enemy's throwing at you. Not just the kitchen sink, but the house attached to the kitchen sink to it.
Yes.
Just keep your whole heart, mind, body, soul, and strength focused on God. God will see you through as long as we remain focused on him.
That's
if he can keep Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego for even having smoke on them when they were in the midst of a fire.
My Lord.
If the Lord can keep Daniel from not even looking towards being killed by some lions.
My Lord.
If these things be true, and of course they are true, what else can God do? God said that he will be with us even until the end of age, as promised. God is not a man that he should lie. God is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus will always be there for those who love him. We always have to stand for him, love him, trust in him, even in the most dire of situations.
That's true. That is true.
I thank the Lord, and I'll say it even now. Did I ever see myself spreading the gospel? No. Did I think I was doing what God wanted? Did I ever think I'd be doing ministry work? No. But God's plans is God's plans. As long as we trust in God and go by what God commands of us, God shall always bless those who are faithful, loving toward him, and obedient to him.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
I had a friend, a sister of mine, that
wanted to know at the very beginning of the show when you were sharing those scriptures, do you have those scriptures still? I guess she wanted to write them down. Not the ones
yes.
that you just said all in one, but the ones at the very beginning, if you can say those again. She's listening in right now and wanted to jot them down.
The very first ones?
Yeah, the very first ones when you were sharing your testimony about the drink, being delivered from the drinking and all the other stuff. You were naming some scriptures at the beginning.
Okay. John chapter 14.
And she said in the middle. It was in the middle of when you were talking about. She said in the middle.
Oh, 1 Peter 5, 8.
Okay.
And Ephesians 4. Verse 31 through 32,
okay.
And John 8:36.
Okay. All right. I'm telling you, just awesome. We just thank the Lord. I'm gonna go ahead, brother, and let you loose to say a prayer right now to those that are listening in. I'm gonna go ahead and let you have a word of prayer.
No problem. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Giving all glory, honor, and worship and praise to your wonderful and beautiful name, our most gracious and heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to spread this gospel and bring more souls to you to be saved, to bring more people to be healed and forgiven and delivered in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all who are listening in right now, all those who are desiring you, Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there be anybody who's going through, help them to endure, my Lord God. Wipe the tears from their eyes. Hold on to them tightly. Give them a kiss. Let them know that you love them, Lord Jesus. Hold on to them like a father hold on to his child. Let them know that no matter what they go through, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. For those who are enduring the most roughest of times, let them remember that you are the Lord, you are God, and you shall provide no matter where they are. In the name of Jesus, my Lord God, those who are going through bondages, whether it's pornography or whether it's drug addiction, whether it's suicidal thoughts, no matter what they may be, in the name of Jesus, may these bondages be broken. In the name of Jesus, my Lord God, those who are enduring health conditions, my Lord God, may you come to them right where they are and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, my Lord God, cover them in the blood of Jesus. May your peace be poured within them. May your presence be felt so strongly wherever they are, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, for my brothers and sisters in the Lord all over the world, my Lord God, even those who are facing the chances of going through the roughest of times by being martyred, let them know that you are still with us, Father Jesus. Keep them encouraged, and that if anybody is even facing the chance of losing their life because they would rather stand for you instead of denouncing your name, let them know that they have a reward in heaven, which is you.
Yeah.
All we have to do is remain faithful to you and love you and you with a whole heart, mind, body, soul, and strength.
Yes.
My Lord God, for all who are in ministry, keep us all encouraged, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
keep us all focused upon you.
Yes,
pour
Jesus.
Your Holy Ghost within to all of us in the body of Christ, not just the ministry leaders, all of us in the body of Christ.
Yes,
may we be
God.
Covered in the armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded about with truth, our feet shod for the preparation of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. May your angels encamp around us. May you cover us in the blood of Jesus. May your hands be upon us. May we be guided in the Spirit of God. May we never turn away from you, but may we remain focused upon you, knowing that you are the Savior.
Yes,
and no matter what hardship we go through, no matter what attack the enemy brings towards us, it shall never touch us because you are God. And even if anything tries to hurt us, if anything tries to break us, you are God. You are God. You are the Savior.
Yes, you are.
You are the healer. You are the provider. You promised us in Psalm 23 that you are the shepherd. You give us the promises in Psalm 91.
You
promised us that we will be joint heirs in Christ as long as we seek you, willing to turn away from sin and never go back. For those who are backslidden but want to come back to you, Lord Jesus, let them know it's not too late, not now. Let them know that they can return. All they got to do is repent and run towards you again. And this time, run even harder for you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
For those who are outside the body of Christ, those who feel that knocking even now, minister unto them even in dreams. And let them know that you are God. Let them know that you love them dearly and that you want them with them, my Lord, that you want them with you, Lord Jesus, that you want them saved and delivered in the name of Jesus.
May you bless this radio program. May you bless Miss Angel on Deck. May you bless Joseph Herbert Jr. May you bless his family. May you bless those who seek your whole spirit. May they be blessed with you, more of you, more of you in the name of Jesus. May we always love on you, for you are God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, my Lord.
Thank you for the ministry work you've given me. Thank you for the ministry work you've given all of us to spread this gospel, to follow and do what you have commanded of us in Matthew 28:19-20, to bring more souls to you, to be saved and delivered. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to bring more souls to be saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May your will be done. We love you, we worship you, we praise you, we honor you forever, my Lord God. In the name of Jesus, if we pray to you, Father God, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen. I'm telling you, brother, I was blessed by that prayer, and not only that, but by the words of encouragement and also your testimony. We got a lot of people listening in, and some people have sent messages saying that they were blessed tonight, they were encouraged, and it is. It's really a blessing. I thank God for our brother Joseph Herbert Jr., because like I said, you know, with him and God together is how me and you connected, because he let me know that you had an awesome testimony is what he told me. And I said, well, hey, we got to get them on. And here it is. We are right now. And I thank God. And this is not the last of it, because I said all those that have been on the radio, we want to have them back on again to even just, you know, give updates on what's been going on, what God has been doing. And I know he's going to do and continue to do. And also I want to make mention, too, brother, that when we get off this program, those that wasn't able to hear from the beginning, you can reshare the link for those that did not hear all of it, or some may have missed tonight, and they may say, oh, man, I missed it. They can still click on that same link, and they will be able to hear the testimony. And also I wanted to make mention to you that once we're off the show, you can go on and download it. So everybody that's listening in, if you want a copy of this broadcast, including you, brother, you can download once we're off playing the last song for the night. All you got to do is click on those links posted, and once they open up, it looks like a little cloud in your right-hand corner. All you have to do is just click on that with the arrow, and it will download, and you will be able to download the show and have a copy of it, you know. So I thank God for that right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's just awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank God for you, brother, like I said, being on with us, sharing not only a powerful testimony, but sharing the word, ministering to us on the night and even praying for us. What an awesome night it has been. I've been definitely blessed. Is there anything else that you would want to say right now in ending us off, or any shout-outs or anything?
I first want to say I'm grateful that I was able to come on to the show. I give glory to the Lord for allowing me this opportunity. And I'm grateful for Joseph Herbert Jr. He is my older brother from another mother. I love that brother dearly. I'm grateful. I'm grateful also, and I will mention this, I'm grateful for the ministries that the Lord gave me. If you guys want to join in on Facebook, they're on Facebook right now, although YouTube and Twitter will be updated for that one. There's a ministry called Soldiers for Christ and the Watchmen. Soldiers for Christ and the Watchmen. And the link will be also posted down when I share the link that Ms. Angela and Dave are going to have about this show. I will make sure that those links are posted in there. But I want to make sure that you guys hear it clear. The Lord loves us very much, and he wants us with him. All we have to do is constantly seek him with our whole heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. Repent daily. Make sure that the Lord is cleansing you. Give everything to him, because one day he is going to come for a spotless bride. We have to be sure that we're ready for him. So constantly seek him. Ask the Lord, what is it that you don't like that you want to remove from me, and pour into me what you want me to have? Pour into me more of you. May I be made spotless and in your image, so that way I can be assured. My Lord Jesus, pour more of yourself into me. May your will be done in my life.
That's right.
Trust in God every day. No matter what you go through, no matter what you endure, know that Jesus is always with us. He's been with us all our lives. He'll always be with us. All we have to do is constantly seek him every day. Give him glory and praise. Read that word. Pray. Fast. Worship him. Repent of sin, meaning turn away from sin completely. Ask the Lord to forgive us and to constantly ask him, what does he want for us? What does he want us to do? What is it that we can do to bless him? What is it that we can do to bless others? What is it that we can do to spread this gospel and bring another soul to him to be saved? Every day we have to seek what God wants us to do. Every day we have to seek God for who he is. Not for what we can get out of him, but for who he is. So, again, I thank you, Ms. Angel and Death, for letting me be on this blessed program, and may it be blessed 100-fold in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I thank God for you too, brother, and I know we're going to stay connected. You know, that's what I tell the people on that call that's been on the show, that we are not strangers. We are family, and we definitely will be connecting, you know, keeping in contact with one another, and it's just awesome. I just thank God, like I said, for you, and I just want to say God bless you, brother, and we're going to go out with a song on this evening. So, like I said again, I just thank God for you. You can keep resharing the link once we're off the show, and we look forward to having you back, you know, again soon to give an update on what God is doing.
I look forward to being back. May the Lord bless you as well, sister in Christ.
All right, then. God bless.
God bless.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard it. I'm telling you, powerful testimony of our brother Shevis Greenard right there in Spring Hill, Louisiana. And we just thank the Lord for this great man of God being on with us, sharing on tonight. I definitely was blessed. And also, we want you to tune in on tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We will be on with gospel recording artist Vito Godson and featuring Shepherdess, and they will be talking about what God is doing, and we will hear this great hit song that's out called Look at the Sun. And also tomorrow after that program is going to be from 6 p.m. to 6:30. It's just a 30-minute program, and then right after that at 6:30, we're going to be coming on with our sister. We thank God for Stephanie Burke. She is a radio host, a motivational speaker, a blogger, and also a web show host. We will be hearing a great testimony of her and what her show is about as well. She's there in Albany, Georgia. So we thank God that we're going to have Georgia in the house. And I'm just so grateful for what God is doing and how he's just really steady connecting us all around the world. And so I just want to say tonight, y'all just be encouraged. I'm telling you, and always remember, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Taking us off is Jesse Lopez, called Without You, featuring Jordan Lucio. God bless, and y'all have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Lord, you can take it all away. As long as I got you, I know I make it. Living in this crazy world, all I need is my maker. The one who wrote the pages and living throughout the ages. The one that we're proclaiming when we're rocking at all the stages. Man, I can't do it on my own. I'm powerless. I need him to breathe life inside this brokenness. I'm a broken mess. There's no telling what I'd be if he never came down and died in his human flesh. Without him, I'd be gone. Without him, I would have never known that there's a better place to call home. And now I call on the one who controls the universe while he's sitting on his throne. And when I look up to the sky, I know that there's a God who's writing all the letters to the story of my life. Convicting all our hearts to draw us near. Saying, but what I do if you never draw me in?
What would I do?
Without him,